Tomorrow is a big night for the Livingston County Fair. Tell me about the event that's going on and maybe what changes we can expect from previous years and that sort of thing, if you will, please.
Okay, well, the truck and tractor pull is tomorrow night. It starts at 6:30. We have three associations, the Northwest Missouri Tractor Pullers Association, the Illinois Farm Pullers Association, and Twin States Pulling Association. It is a sanctioned pull, so they're pulling for points. So there will probably be a lot of trucks and tractors there. Two classes that have been added to this that's not on our flyers and things that are put out is the 2.6 diesel trucks and the 2.5 diesel trucks. So a lot of people like to come and watch those. Admission is $10. Kids 8 and under are free. And like I say, we have lots of classes and lots of hopefully trucks and tractors that will be there. And I think it'll be a fun evening filled with excitement, lots of noise, dirt, all that sort of good stuff.
Absolutely. Okay, Jackie, please forgive my ignorance here, but you mentioned those new trucks that have been confirmed, and I've heard people in the community talking about that. So it seems to be a big deal. What's the difference between those trucks and what we've seen maybe in years past?
Well, we've always tried to have the diesel trucks because they are kind of an exciting thing. They, of course, have the diesel motors in them, where the other ones are your gas motors, and they're fun to watch also. Do, you know, have some great pickup trucks in those classes also. But for some reason, people just like to see this black smoke and all this type of thing that the diesel trucks put out and things. And they, I won't say they go any faster than the other ones, because your two-wheel drive and your four-wheel drive trucks definitely can get up and go too and stuff. But for some reason, the people just enjoy seeing the diesel trucks. So we were going to try to get them here again this year. In the past, it seems like they've had other pulls that been closer to home for them, and I've heard that this weekend that they don't have a pull. So I'm hoping that several of them will come here and pull for the for a crowd.
So much fun. So I please forgive me if I'm incorrect here, but I understand that this is the only part of the fair that is actually a fundraiser for the fair. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. This is where we make our money and basically, you know, to run next year's fair pretty much. So we always like to have a good pull so that we've got our money set for the next year, and we can do improvements and whatever needs to be done at the fairgrounds, and just to make the fair a lot better place for the kids. And I mean, just to put in a plug for our fair, I guess, we do, you know, facility-wise and stuff, we definitely offer the kids a really nice fairgrounds to go show their animals at.
Now, Jackie, I'm thinking when I bring my family out tomorrow night, do I need to feed them before I get there, or will you have concession stands open? What's that?
Okay, we have concession stands. We have lots of good food, your normal fair food, your hot dogs, your hamburgers. I think, and this may be wrong, but I'm thinking pulled pork or something on that order also, drinks and everything. So, and we feel like that our price is a reasonable price so that you can feed your kids and yourself and not, you know, go broke doing that either or anything. So we'll have lots of good food, too.
Okay, Jackie, it gets underway at 6:30 tomorrow evening. How late will you guys run tomorrow night?
Until the last truck pulls, which may be 2 o'clock in the morning. So if you're just getting off work or something like that and you think, oh, it's too late to come, it's never too late to come to a tractor pull. So it just depends on how late you want to stay up.
Okay, very good. We'll get the word out there for you. Anything else that you would like to add, Jackie?
I do want to thank all of our sponsors, because we have some really, really great sponsors that help us to put this pull on. We couldn't do it without them. And of course, Seidenstricker's donate the tractors to be used on the track, as well as Green Hills Ag in Brookville. He also brings the tractor over. And Woody's Outdoor Power and Seidenstricker's gives us some of the golf carts or ATVs that we can use to, if we have to transport people back and forth for parking and that type of thing. So we've got some really good sponsors. MFA donates the diesel fuel that we use just to run the tractors up and down the track and that type of thing. So really, we couldn't have the pull and all the people that, you know, work for nothing in the concession stands, parking trucks and cars and all this stuff. So it takes a bunch of people to put on a truck and tractor pull the kind of caliber that we have, because we feel like that we've had a really nice pull in the past, so, and hope to continue to do so, but it takes a lot of work, so, and lots of